This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, pastor here at Radio Missions, First Baptist Church of Algiers, formerly out of New Orleans. Many of you hear me for the maybe first a few times. We were in New Orleans for about 50 years. Pastor Shelton was the pastor and the founder of that work. And then along came Katrina and forced us out of there, messed up all of our, tore down all of our property. And we moved here to Walker, Louisiana, which is about 80 miles from New Orleans. And have a new chapel and a new bookstore, new work here. And the radio station, I believe we missed only one broadcast the whole time we were there. We'd been on the radio. Pastor Shelton began to broadcast in 1943. So we've been here quite a while, and the Lord is blessing us. And this is the Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on Old Dan. Yes, going up and down the road. Pastor Shelton was the old original Trailblazer, counted himself as an Old Trailblazer, missionary. So we're picking up those things, have done now for several years. And we're looking at how Joshua marched around the city of Jericho, and the building came tumbling down. And I was looking there in our last study. I saw that verse that said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Over there in Romans 9:15, we'd read that verse. And that's the only reason you or I, any of us, are saved. That's right. We behold the amazing grace of God in the salvation of Rahab, a heathen woman, a harlot, and by her own choice she was given up to the vilest of sins. But by divine grace, predestination said, deliver her, brought her into the family of God. Oh, you may chomp it to bits, my friend. I often think about those people, those women, especially that the Lord saved there. And I think about the woman there that was taken in adultery by that bunch of devils. The story goes, they brought her to the temple where the Lord was. And Pastor Shelton said he believed it was 100 Baptist preachers brought her there. I know it was being facetious, but anyhow, they accused her and asked the Lord what to do with her. And he told them, said, thou without sin cast the first stone. Go ahead and throw a stone at her. Go ahead. Go ahead, you without sin, go ahead and throw it out. Go ahead and cast it out of her. And cast a stone at her. And when she looked up, when he raised up his head, they were all gone. And this is what I was getting at. He said to that woman, woman, where are thine accusers? And she said, no man accuses me, Lord. No man accuses me. He said, neither do I. Go in peace. We'll leave that with you for a moment while we play you another one of our choir CD song. And then we'll get back in the study, looking there at how the Lord saved a harlot.
Consecrate them all upon the altar. While you're saved, you're
have 9 full-length CDs just jam-packed with the old songs, What Can Wash Away My Sins, Nothing But the Blood, and all a load of related songs like that. And they're $5 a piece. I'd be glad to send you some of them if you'd like. Just write me, call me, I'll send them to you. And if you don't like them, give them to somebody else, and I'll give you money back. Amen. Isn't that great? Isn't that great if we just trust the Lord? I've been speaking lately once or twice about, will a man rob God? Let me just ask you that question. The old trailblazer tries to be frank, dogmatic, they used to say. They do say about the old trailblazer, but are you robbing God? You say, wherein have we robbed you? Robbed you in tithing and offering. I know many of my listeners tell me that they have no church, that they stay home and listen to the broadcast and listen to the ministry. And I wonder, well, what about your tithes and offering? Did you know it's grace? It takes grace to give. But the Lord is going to hold you responsible if you're robbing God. Oh, my friend, listen, it's the greatest joy in the world to bring all the tithes into the storehouse. So I just leave that with you. And then I've often made this statement, if you're coming down to the end of life and have a nest egg laid up somewhere, don't leave it for the ungodly children to squabble over. Make a will out to the old Trailblazer ministry, and we'll put it to preaching for you. You'll be preaching long after you've gone on to be with the Lord. Wouldn't that be grace to know that you're still preaching? We'll do that for you. If you write me, let me hear from you. We'll talk more about it. But we saw that verse of Scripture says, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and have compassion on whom I will have compassion. And many of our folks are, the only reason they're saved is because of the grace of God, all of it. You're not saved unless it was for the grace of God. We behold the amazing grace of God in the salvation of Rahab. She was a heathen. We also behold here the wondrous working of God's power. God's power. The Holy Spirit wrought entirely apart from the ordinary means of grace. Did you know the Holy Spirit is the means of every sinner being saved? If the Holy Spirit never opens your heart, you'll never be saved. Let me call your attention to this. You young folks, you listen. There were no Sabbaths observed in Jericho, no Sundays, not one. There was no Bible, no written word, not a written word had ever gotten into Jericho. The first 5 books of the Bible were written, but they were not published. Listen, and not a word, written word, had gotten into Jericho, and there were no prophets sent from heaven to Jericho, not one. She was just a member of a heathen race doomed to destruction. And if you'll read the scriptures closely, you'll find that this harlot woman who had wallowed in sin was convicted, regenerated, and converted before the spies ever came to her home. Now, how was that done? Let me read that statement again. This harlot woman who wallowed in sin, convicted, regenerated, and converted before the spies ever came to her house. If you read the story there in Joshua, you will find statements like this. The fear of God has fallen upon this city. This people is weak as water. They don't know which way to go. They don't know what to do. And all things along that line. Now, what had happened? Jericho was the metropolis of that whole section of the country. It was a trading center from Egypt on west towards the Mediterranean Sea. Traders had passed from Egypt through those 40 years by the camp of Israel. Israel was over on the other side of the Jordan River for 40 years. And listen, those traders had passed through there. They had observed many things. They observed the opening of the Red Sea, the marching of the children of Israel across the Red Sea. They'd come in and told that. There was the most particular bunch of folks we ever saw in our lives. They come up to the Red Sea, and there was a man who stretched out a rod across the sea and called on the name of a man called God, Jehovah God, and the waters departed. Those sorts of stories were told all through the city of Jericho, and old Rahab the harlot got to listening. She got to waiting for those stories. Now, just like you and I who were saved, once upon a time, the Lord began to question and begin to interest our hearts with the gospel. Oh, my friend, I know exactly how it happened. Listen. And then the next story that came to her, you know over there how in the world they got 3 million Jews through that wilderness. That's the biggest bunch of fools we ever saw. That's the kind of stories that they told. And listen, when they got over there to our land by coming straight across, they listened in a few days. They went by the way of the Red Sea and the land of sin and through the wilderness. And they got over there, and their food never gave out. Their clothes never wore out. First thing, their water gave out. They had no water. And do you know how to have a man there in the name of Moses, their commander, who spoke to a rock, and there began to gush out. All of those stories, my friend, came to the ears of Rahab. He said, we never saw those things in our life. That water flowed everywhere. They came there with their buckets and pails and cups and dipped water. And that water followed them everywhere they camped. The water gushed out of the ground where they camped. And the cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. It's the strangest thing we've ever seen. That water, which was Christ, followed them wherever they went, my friend. We look back in that and then finish up that little incident, a little story in our next study. But let me ask you, do you believe God's word? I hold up the Bible here in my pulpit many a day, and I say, you folks believe this? It's God's word. It's not a fairy tale. It's not somebody sat down on a stump and wrote. No. The Holy Spirit dictated every word, every jot, and every tittle, every comma, every question mark, every cross of T's and dotted I's. The Holy Spirit dictated that to those people. All of those men, my friend. I tell you what. You know, I often mention to you that we don't believe in women preachers, but did you know there was not a woman in that bunch? Not one woman. The Lord saw fit not to leave a woman in there where she could brag about it, didn't he? It's all those men. And now, we won't get into that at this time. That's another story for a different day. But I tell you, it's grace to know the Lord. Trust the Lord like old Rahab did. She had to just sit there and wait. After the spies left, they said, we'll be back. But remember, this is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. My mailing address, the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana. And my website, radiomissions.org. Goodbye, and God bless you till our next study.